My guest this afternoon on Music Sans Frontières is KK. KK is a Melbourne artist and she just has a new project she's going to talk to us about now. KK, welcome to Music Sans Frontières. Thank you for making this time available and thank you for agreeing to come on and talk about Echoes of the Earth. Would you like to explain to us what that is?
Yes, thank you so much, Therese. Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure. Echoes of the Earth is a show that I have written and I'm directing. It is an immersive, interactive performance that explores our relationship with the planet. It explores the evolution of the Earth and how humanity has and continues to shape the world around us. It combines live music with a original score for guzheng, double bass, percussion, and piano. It also combines live projections and set design, and the audience is freestanding, which means that they get to walk around and experience the show from 360 degrees.
That's pretty exciting. I love adventurous staging. It's an enormous subject you've bitten off.
I like to think that we'll be exploring the evolution of the Earth, which is, as you say, a really, really big topic, but also one that we can all relate to because we are all here on this Earth. And what I really am excited to explore is the show is interactive. So it's audience participatory, which means that the audience will get to make choices during the show and throughout the show that change what happens and ultimately changes how it ends. So every single night, depending on what the audience does, it will be different.
So can you tell us a little bit about how that works?
Of course. So as I said, the show, it combines music, projections, lighting, and it's all very immersive. So when the doors open to the space, it's a black box theater, and it's got this big circular scrim, which has it's like a big curtain, which has the musicians inside. You walk in and there'll be smoke and haze, and we have surround sound and lighting. And so you'll be immersed in this world where the scrim acts as a world canvas. And to start the show, you'll have to make your first decision, which is to step into the spotlight, which is going to be shone somewhere on the ground. And the more people who decide to be brave and to walk into this light, it will expand and expand until it fills out the whole room, and then the music will begin and the show will begin. So
And
throughout the show, different decisions like this will happen. There'll be a repeating motif that comes in the form of a butterfly, which will guide you towards these decisions that will be made. And through colors and through context, the audience will ch decide whether or not to step into this light and whether or not to change that theme.
the butterfly's a lighting effect, is it?
That's right. So it's a lighting and projection effect that will fly around the room.
And is that different every night, the flight of the butterfly?
Well, it all depends on where people are situated in the room, what people decide to do. It's all very much responding to the people and the audience, like in real life, how the earth responds to the people around it.
So, as an audience member, you could have a choice to just go and sit down. Is that possible?
Yeah, of course. There will be chairs for accessibility, and you're very welcome to not move at all. You're very welcome to sit down. You're welcome to lie on the ground. You're welcome to walk around. It's all very free. And as an audience member, as a listener and a watcher of lots of art, I absolutely love when the audience is given freedom of how they decide to experience a work, and freedom with how the work might happen because of it. I think it's a very exciting thing to explore in this work, and I'm very excited to see what people decide to do.
Oh, that sounds fascinating to me. Tell me, does the scrim curtain that surrounds the musicians, is that a wall? Are the musicians protected from the audience, or can the audience go inside the scrim curtain?
Well, the scrim curtain is made up of different panels. And so the idea is that from an outside perspective, you can't exactly see the musicians, but you can see a silhouette. You can see how they move. And if you look closely enough and you're cheeky, you can peek between the curtains and see them for what they are. For safety purposes, you won't be able to interact directly. You won't be able to step directly into the scrim, but you can decide to peek through or to stand back.
Right, okay. That's pretty interesting and adventurous, I think. And what's the music like, KK?
Yes. So it's the original score was written by yours truly, and it combines guzheng, piano, double bass, and percussion. It does my favorite thing, which is tell a story. All of the music in this show is narrative, and it works with the vision design and the projections to describe elements and themes that develop and reappear throughout the show. And it's also what I think the music in its style very much represents and reflects my culture as a Chinese Australian person, having obviously this guzheng, which is an ancient Chinese zither, and also contemporary Western instrumentation in the form of piano and double bass and percussion. And it combines music that I think is very fun. It's a huge topic. It's very heavy and all-encompassing. And the way in which I've decided that the best way to represent that through music is through things that are really fun. So it's a bit jazzy. It fuses lots of different kind of genres. And throughout the composing process, it was a bit like, what would be the most entertaining thing to do with the music next? And that's usually what we ended up going with.
So, who, well, okay, who are the other musicians that you're working with?
Yes, yeah, so I am very lucky to be working with an incredible team. It's myself on guzheng. We have Marcus Ho on piano. We have Ava Loke on double bass and Alexander Ma on percussion. So I've worked with Alexander Ma before in my debut album, jazz album, Alysian Blues, which was a very jazzy, fun fusion of cultures, which then very much flows into the music of this show as well. And I've worked separately with these other two fantastic musicians, Marcus Ho, who is a multi-instrumentalist. He plays cello, he plays trombone and piano, and he's just so incredibly dynamic. And then also working with Ava Loke, who is an amazing double bassist. We've known each other for almost a decade now, and I've always just been in awe of how she gets around the instrument. It's quite incredible. So very, very excited to be working with these amazing people.
So some of them we've worked with before, and so for some of them this is a new collaboration. And you've written for all these instruments, is that right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, that's I'm let's say I'm impressed with the size of the project you've bitten off, KK. It seems huge.
Oh, thank you, Therese. I am a bit of a, all or nothing kind of person. So we have been working on this show for the better part of 2 years, and this is going to be the very first presentation. And so obviously we are so excited to see it come to life. This project has been in our minds and on paper and in the rehearsal room for so, so, so long. And now finally, you all get to experience it as well.
And maybe you'd like to explain to our listeners on Musique Sans Frontières who have heard some of your tracks from Alysian Blues. Let me assure you that that music's been played numbers of occasions on the program. But
Oh.
you could perhaps tell us, like it's in the theatre in the Brimbank Centre, isn't it?
Yes, so it is in St. Albans, and it is in the Bowery Theatre, which you can find more information about and ticket links through either the Bowery Theatre website, or you can also I'll be sharing lots of updates and tickets and secret promo codes on my Instagram, which you can find at KK Music underscore, which is QIQI Music underscore. I am from the West, which is where St. Albans is. So it feels really, really satisfying, very thematically right to be presenting this work for the very first time in a place that feels much like home. And so, yeah.
It's a great little theatre too, isn't it? So I reckon it's a lovely flexible space. I've worked there myself. And are you using the floor flat, the entire space flat, or are you having some of the raked seating in KK?
Yes, so it'll be all flat.
Yeah.
We're packing away the chairs, and the scrim will be in the center of the room. And so there'll be lots of space for people to walk around. And if you need to sit, there will be a few chairs in the walls of the theater. But generally, people are encouraged to take up space and walk around and stand. And that's how we've decided to use the beautiful Barry Theater.
Yeah, that's I'm excited about the idea of using the space so flexibly. I think that way too often we get kind of just automatically sort of shoehorned into the business of expecting a stage and expecting the audience to be sitting in straight lines facing the stage. And you can get so much more interactive music and performance going if you break some of those molds, I think.
Yes, I wholeheartedly agree. I think that different audience roles and different stage setups is something that I'm very fascinated by. Like how you can interact with an audience and how the audience can interact with the music and the musicians, and how one can be immersed in something, and how I really enjoy when shows allow you to have the freedom of sitting or not. or where you'd like to sit or where you'd like to stand. And I feel like that that choice, that action and that ability puts you within the space of the music so much more. It engages you in a really powerful way. And I think that being engaged in the discussion about climate change is something that's very difficult to do. It's a very heavy topic, as you say, and it's never been more important to shy away from apathy. I think that this project, in its core, is a response to climate change and climate grief, and it seeks to engage audiences to this discussion in a way that brings about a sense of hope and action, and allows people to talk about it in a way that doesn't just bring us this kind of despair and this hopelessness that often comes with discussions. And so I love the idea of sparking change through the arts. It's one of the reasons that the arts are so important to have. And through Echoes of the Earth, I'm really hoping and I'm really looking forward to how people engage with the earth and they engage with climate change. And I'm really looking forward to opening discussions on such a thing and bringing a sense of beauty back into the world around us and connection to where we live and how we treat it.
Indeed, it's a responsibility and an appreciation that we have to take on board, isn't it?
I wholeheartedly agree.
KK, thanks so much for your time. It's been delightful and quite exciting hearing about what you're doing. I think it sounds wonderful, so I really hope it goes fantastically well. Now, please tell us, we've said it's at the Bowery Theatre, which is in St. Albans. When and what times?
Yes, so we have three presentations at the Bowery Theatre in St. Albans on the 21st, which is Thursday at 6:30, and the 22nd and 23rd at 7 p.m.
Okay, so this is Wednesday, the 21st of May. Am I
No,
right?
it's the 21st of May, the Thursday
The Thursday, beg your
6:30,
pardon.
and then Friday and Saturday, which is the 22nd and 23rd at 7 p.m.
Right, okay.
And you can find tickets through the Bowery Theatre website or through the link tree on my Instagram, which is KK Music underscore QIQI Music underscore. And I'd also like to share that we're fundraising to support the project through the Australian Cultural Fund, which is something that you can find either through the Australian Cultural Fund website and search Echoes of the Earth, or again through the link in my bio from the Instagram. And this fundraiser is helping to support artist fees and to support the development of this work, because it is a huge passion project of mine. It's really something that I have been wanting to do for a really long time. And as you said, it's a huge endeavor. And so funding for this project is really very, very, very appreciated and will help bring it together via artist fees and also via tech and projectors and lighting. And so it's able to come to its full fruition and really be the echoes of the earth that I've been dreaming of.
Okay, so we're looking at Echoes of the Earth by KK, and the production itself will be available from the 20th through to the 22nd of May, that's this month, in St. Albans at the Bowery Theatre, which is actually pretty accessible by public transport, isn't it? The train comes.
Yes, it's actually maybe a 5-minute walk from the train station.
And of course, you can also drive there. And
Yes.
those performances are in the evening, the first at 6:30 and the others at 7. And there's also an opportunity to support that through the Australian Cultural Fund. Am I right? People
That's
can
right.
contribute. Yeah.
And yes, all ticket sales go to the show and help make it happen. I just like to reiterate that it's from the 21st Thursday, 21st of May to the 23rd of May on the Saturday.
Sorry, KK. And one more thing you should sort out for me, because I've been calling your instrument a guzheng, but please say it for us so that I can get it right.
No, you're actually quite accurate, don't worry. It's called a guzheng.
Guzheng.
Yes, that's right.
Guzheng? So it's inflected,
Yes.
is it? Guzheng?
Well, it's gu is the falling rising tone in Mandarin, and zheng is the straight tone. So it's guzheng.
Guzheng?
That's right, yes.
Okay, I'll go away and practice. Thank you so much for your time. It's been
No,
terrific
thank
to
you,
hear about
Denise.
Echoes of the Earth.
Oh, I've had such a great time talking about it. I really look forward to hopefully seeing you and some of the people here there.
Thank you. We'll let people know.
Oh, thank you.